KPHX 1480 AM in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment here on, I already said KPHX. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 1. All October long, we are celebrating Halloween here on Breakthrough Entertainment, starting with today, October 3rd. And you are listening to Looking for the Magic by the Dwight Twiley Band.
And what are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Oh, you're right. We're on radio and people don't know. That's why you got to check out Meerkat. I am wearing my part one of my Halloween costume.
Part one?
Well, yeah. Every single Saturday here on Breakthrough Entertainment, I'm going to be wearing Halloween costumes. I think Greg's going to get in on some of the fun as well. And
that doesn't sound like something Greg would do.
No, Greg likes Halloween costumes. This is a time that we look forward to all year long. And yes, from your next, Looking for the Magic by the Dwight Twiley Band. It's actually the very first song that we ever played on a Songs Made Scary by Horror Movie show. Remember way back, like I think that was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll take your word for it.
All right, that's good. Yeah, but all of our songs for the next 4 weeks will be songs made scary by horror movies. We're looking back at the three previous, we actually had four editions, but because the show got longer and whatnot, we have three shows of songs made scary by horror movies so far, and then it all comes together with a Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies 5 on the 24th, 25th, whatever, the weekend before Halloween. And then the grand culmination of everything is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween special. It is going to be very exciting.
I bet.
Yes, yes. And again, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 1. Yeah, I am wearing a Halloween costume. You'll see a little bit more of it later right now. I didn't want to start off the show and scare all of our Meerkat watchers.
I'm not sure how much more they need to see, really.
Well, there's a mask that goes along with it as well.
Okay.
But I don't know if you'll be able to hear my voice through the mask. So.
Don't tell me it's a scream mask.
Maybe. It's a scream mask. We'll reveal that a little bit later. But yes, I've got the hood on, black. What would you call this? Look at the strings hanging off my arms. What are these?
I'd call that Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. I am Stevie Nicks today. That's my Halloween costume. Yes, and
she always wears dresses like that.
And I'm also going to be wearing my Halloween costume on Halloween here on Breakthrough Entertainment. So again, it culminates in Halloween. Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween special, October 31st. Is
Halloween on a Saturday?
It is on a Saturday. So I'm going out the night before. On October 30th is the big bar crawl. So Bobby, mark your calendar. All of our listeners, mark your calendar. I'll give you more information on that later. But then on October 30th, I'm going to be here in studio in my official 2015 Halloween costume. It's something that I'm very proud of. I'm still working on it. Eric, are you at least going to be wearing a Halloween costume on Halloween here in KPHX Studios?
I will not.
Oh, come on.
Well, I do have one I could wear.
Party pooper.
It's a body bag. I could wear that one.
A body bag?
Yeah. It's a body bag, but it's like the chest is sticking out and it's got like autopsy stitches in it.
Oh, autopsy stitches. Okay. Well, that works. That's fine. I mean, you do what you got to do.
It's like wearing a hefty bag.
A hefty bag.
It's even heftier than a hefty bag.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you don't put anyone else in a hefty bag. And
very sweaty.
Dispose of the body. Very sweaty.
I'm not Dexter, man.
You're not Dexter? Okay. Well, that's okay. You can be whoever you want to be, really. And that's what I love about Halloween. And again, it's going to be an awesome month. In addition to playing Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies all month long, and then culminating with a huge Halloween extravaganza on October 31st, we're going to be, we've got some ghoulish guests and gruesome guests and gory guests and all the other alliterations that start with G. But today's guests, I'm very excited about. We have, in honor of the release of A Christmas Horror Story, we have actor George Buzza. He plays Santa Claus in A Christmas Horror Story, opened yesterday.
Buzza?
George Buzza.
How do you spell that?
B-U-Z-A. It's not George Boozer. It's George Booza.
It's not B-O-O-Z?
No, no.
E?
No, not Booze. But Booza, he plays Santa Claus, a very different version of Santa Claus in A Christmas Horror Story. And we'll be reviewing that shortly in our next segment, as well as Goodnight Mommy.
Bye-bye, Mommy.
Bye-bye, Mommy?
Same thing.
Oh, okay. Well, good night is a little different term there. But Good Night, Mommy and A Christmas Horror Story opened yesterday. We'll be reviewing them shortly. And some other really exciting guests all month long here on Breakthrough Entertainment. Greg and I, and I think we're going to try to get Dave in on the fun as well, are going to be
visiting. If you can get him in the studio, then you can get him in the fun.
I know. Well, they run late. There's been accidents all over Phoenix and all over the freeways and whatnot. But hopefully sometime this month, Greg and Dave will show up and we will be joining. We'll be experiencing some haunted attractions. We're going to try to visit as many of the haunted attractions here in Phoenix as we possibly can. And
are you going to meerkat them?
No, I don't know if they'll let us meerkat them.
Yeah, they probably won't.
Yeah, but maybe
just for like liability purposes.
Right, I know. Yeah, well, maybe on the outside, maybe we'll try to get some meerkat of the outside of these haunted attractions. But maybe we'll give some tickets away to experience these haunted attractions.
So, Rob Zombie's not coming to town this year?
I don't believe that Rob Zombie's coming to town this year. He's only in Illinois, and it's really sad because he's
only. I thought he said it was so successful he was going to branch out.
That's what I thought too. And that's the only haunted house that Breakthrough Entertainment visited and featured last year. And I thought that it was a lot of fun.
You know what? I don't like going to those things because I don't like people jumping out at me. I'm not afraid of them. I just want to punch them whenever they do that.
Well, you can't punch them because then
I know they can't touch you, and you can't punch them.
Exactly.
It's a lose-lose situation.
Especially because I remember last year I was highly attracted to the woman that played Baby Firefly from The Devil's Rejects, and
she's probably cuter than the real baby.
She was cute.
Oh my
yes.
God! Look, the clowns just walked in,
and now we got clowns that just walked in the studio. Dave and Eric,
Eric,
just like they normally. Dave and Greg. I'm sorry. I don't know because he's dressed up like a clown.
I've taken over Eric, and Greg is actually in there right now.
Oh,
in the
nice.
Producer's room. Yes.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Well, I was. We were just telling
Eric.
Dave and Greg, I didn't even say who I am.
You are.
I'm so confused.
The Grim Reaper.
I am. Well, I'm gonna put more of my costume.
No,
on
No.
Shortly.
He's got more to come.
More to come. Yes.
You're gonna change costumes like you change
like Katy
underwear?
Perry. It's like Katy Perry. Yeah.
Oh man.
Or Hannah Montana.
Oh, she's a treat.
Okay. I am world famous film critic Joseph J. Erdo here in studio with host Dave Isaac. And co-host Greg Isaac. And behind the glass, we've got Eric Reinert. I'm sorry for being late with that, everyone.
Oh, yes. Eric,
finally.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Good. What's cooking?
I don't know.
Oh, wait. We should save this for off there.
The hat is cooking.
Yeah. You like it?
That's sexy.
Oh, my God.
Joseph, are you filming that?
Yeah, I forgot to hear. Oh, yeah. Why am I not showing? Here's Dave, everyone, on Meerkat. Again, at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat. There's Dave in his
sexy hat.
His sexy hat. That's what he wears to bed every night.
And your microphone foam is the same color as Greg's nose.
Yeah.
What the heck? And it blinks. His nose blinks.
Greg, your nose blinks.
Yeah, then it stops
That's
blinking.
Amazing.
Looks very uncomfortable.
There's a lovely little button down here that lets me turn it back
That's
on.
Amazing.
Well, now, is that your costume for actual Halloween? Or
no.
There's more to come, right? Every Saturday here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. And Dave, I'm glad that you dressed up.
Yeah, I dressed up sexy.
Yeah, and you know, I was just to finish up what I was just saying, last year we visited Rob Zombie's haunted house, Great American Nightmare. That was a lot of fun, and I remember they put us in these private rooms, and I remember I was very highly attracted to Baby Firefly. I think she was more attractive than the one in the movie.
Well,
right.
Rob Zombie's wife.
Cute,
yeah. Rob Zombie's wife is pretty cute.
Yeah, she is. But this one was like, I think she was like a college student. And I remember they said, you know, they can't touch you, so you can't touch them.
Right.
I was very disappointed.
No,
you
I said
did
punch
it anyways.
Them.
Oh, well, but I didn't want to punch anyone, her especially.
I just don't like people jumping out at me. I mean, I just have a reaction to, like, first reaction is to punch them.
Okay, well, let's everyone remember
I
not,
see
not to
that.
Jump out at Eric.
Yeah, we should bring Eric to a haunted house. I think that would be great.
You know, I've been, I don't like him.
Why not?
Because I just have an urge to punch people.
But we're going to one that's all women in bikinis.
In naked?
Up. Yeah.
I'm there.
I knew it.
I don't mind them jumping out at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, well, and speaking of haunted houses, today we're going to kind of kick off our month-long series with a special interview with the president of the Haunted Attraction Association, John Eslick. Might be Eslich, I don't know, but I'm going to say Eslick right now.
You didn't find that out?
I'm sorry.
This is tough. I notice I keep like bumping my nose on the microphone. How does Woody Allen do it?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable. Like, well, having a big nose like this. Oh, man. For all our Jewish friends out there.
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody's is unbelievable.
Jimmy Durante.
He's a he's dead. A pianist.
He is? What?
Adrian Brody. That movie.
Yeah, he is the pianist.
Yeah, he was a pianist. Yeah, I like that movie. Speaking of Jewish.
Senior year of high school.
I thought he plays piano.
He does.
Yeah. My senior year of high school, I was working at Hollywood Video back when the video store changed. Exactly. And someone came in looking for that movie, and I was
great movie.
At the Dropbox section. They're like, oh, do you have the pianist in? And so really loud across the store, I had to yell it to my coworker.
Where's the penis?
Around going, what's wrong with
I this? Can't find it.
Yeah.
I can't find the
Where'd
penis.
It go?
Oh, well. Yeah. Wow. Oh, Dave's got an important announcement, doesn't it?
Oh, but great.
Is that why he has a piece of paper in his hand?
Oh, of course. Dave. Well, yeah, if you want to make sure, especially in October, that your car is running well, go to Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, alexandersautorepair.com. Check it out on there. Make sure you have your oil changes down, and also the phone number.
Get your
Dave.
Nose checked.
Yeah.
In case your nose is blinking.
Yeah. My nose fell off. Oh, my.
Your nose fell off.
Now you look like you're in like S&M mode. Put that thing in your mouth.
That's right. Oh, that's really good.
That's but 50 Shades Cage. Of Grey.
But yeah, definitely Alexander. Call him 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Yeah,
sorry,
really Mike. A great guy. I mean, he's just not only a great mechanic, very trustworthy.
And I apologize about that because my computer is deciding to take a long time.
Oh, well,
now
there
it's
you
coming
go.
On.
And our friends on Meerkat are typing, I believe that there are Chinese symbols. I'm sorry I don't read Chinese, but thank you very much. I'm sure that it is a it's a compliment because there's nothing else.
Probably not.
Possibly. You don't think so? You don't think Well,
they probably hate Americans.
Oh, maybe. They might. But I'm going to be putting on an additional part of my costume in our next segment. But I also wanted to say some
as long
of
as
our
you're
other...
not taking anything off.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, no Magic Mike
three
this
guys
year.
In here.
I remember I did that Magic Mike costume a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we had to throw you out.
Yeah. I got made a lot
you
of money.
You met that man on the street over there. How was that?
Walking around Old Town Scottsdale.
Yeah, Gordon. Gordo.
Van Buren.
Gordo.
Yeah.
He gave me a gift.
Is that true, Eric, about Van Buren?
Yeah, absolutely.
What they say?
Oh, come on.
Oh,
don't sugarcoat
it. It really is? Oh.
Are you kidding? Just go down to the Circle K over here.
What happened?
And you'll see several of those people
several
who walk the street.
How
ladies.
Much? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But that's how they talk, though, and they say it to you now.
Oh, but our other guest today, this will be really exciting. We, in honor of our Halloween kickoff, we have an interview with actress Leanne Lapp. She's one of the characters on iZombie on the CW.
Does she dance?
I don't know. Oh,
with a name like
it.
That?
Leanne dance? I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, Leanne Lapp will be talking about the upcoming season of iZombie. It starts this week. Alicia Rotaru from Arrow. She plays the new, the old love interest of Arrow.
Okay.
Who comes back. We haven't met her yet, but we're going to be meeting her this week.
The new old.
Yes, kind of like that.
I have an apple in my throat.
Yeah. We've got quite a Adam's apple there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Hey, did you know that they...
Yes, we know I'm a guy now.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Joseph, did you notice there's a new coffee pot?
I can't believe it. We're going to have to try that out during the break.
Oh, yeah. Really?
We got new pot.
Coffee. New pot.
Caitlyn Jenner is an American hero.
Oh,
and a very brave American hero.
What?
I just want to be... I want to be PC, okay?
Oh, like nobody else ever wanted to change their gender.
I want to... What? Are you
like,
going to tell
like
us
he's
something?
The first dude to ever do that.
She is... PC alert! PC,
how do you know
please.
She's a she?
I'm
sorry.
Did he turn in cough?
Maybe, maybe.
She. It's all a right. She. You don't well, don't say he. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's.
You know what?
Arrested
what,
by the PC
what,
police.
But what she did is great, and no problem with that at all.
And
I'm with Eric there, where he said a lot of people have done it. Why do the Kardashians and Jenner, you know,
get all the attention?
Yeah,
I've done it on a lot of Halloween occasions.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. But,
yeah, what?
Okay.
That's something different.
How do you do that? How do you hide it?
Josephina.
You know that red green duct tapes just works wonders.
Red green. Right. You mean that TV show Red Green? Yeah.
And it works wonders if you're an astronaut as well, and we'll talk about that later.
And our Meerkat viewers are saying, "You want a PC? Here's one." And hands me a computer. So, think that. We're a little confused there. Ba-dum. All right. Well, we're going to take our first break. And again, you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 1. This song that's going to take us into our break has been featured in a lot of different horror movies.
Okay.
Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
That's on my playlist that I have going now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Halloween playlist. It never start too early.
It was featured in Halloween.
Did you buy a CD at Spirit?
No, it's through my phone and the Bluetooth thing. And it's,
you have a Pandora station for Halloween?
No, I just put it on my phone.
Just loads it up.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. And but again, Don't Fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult, of course, in Halloween, Gone Girl, several other movies.
And there's some great Calvin.
I have a fever for cowbell.
Is that like the hot?
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
But of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX, and we'll be back shortly.
With reviews of Goodnight Mommy and Christmas Horror Story.
A lot of cool Halloween stuff coming up. And we'll be back.